David Hidalgo, Cesar Rosas, Conrad Lozano, Luis Perez all met in high school back in the 70s. A couple years later, they started playing music with a guy named Steve Berlin. And before you know it, they were off and running as Los Lobos. And I think we have Steve Berlin with us just for a couple minutes today. How are you, Steve?
Good, man. How you doing?
Not bad. Thanks a lot for your time. Did I get most of that story right?
Yeah. I mean, none of that. I can't argue with any of it.
I guess your story actually begins a little bit before that. We do this segment called The Book of Rock and Roll, where we try to find interesting stories in music history. And we were thinking about featuring Top Jimmy as one of those songs. And I guess if you told us a little bit about that song, you would be able to tell us a little bit about your history as well.
That is not a name I expected to hear today, I have to say. Well, Top Jimmy was a guy. He got his nickname because he was the chef at a place called Top Taco. His original nickname was Top Taco Jimmy, but then he got shortened to Top Jimmy. And in the late 70s in L.A., he had a band that was sort of like, I guess you could call it somewhat free-flowing in that on any given night, the members of the band might include, Eddie Van Halen, for one, myself, any of the Blasters, any of the Lobos, people from X. It was just sort of like a jam session, or like a jam that kind of took on a life of its own. And he was a, I will say lovable, but really he was just sort of, very friendly drunk, but he was a great singer. Interesting story, a very, vivid personality. And at one time or another, I think most of the musicians in the bands that I liked and my friends and all, Lobos, X, Blasters, Plugs, you name it, at one time or another played with or passed through his band. So he sort of became a fairly notable and legendary guy. Van Halen went on to write a song about him. He was good friends with David Lee Roth, and sadly he passed away probably about 8 or 9 years ago now. He lived every minute of his life the way some people just seem to go hard because they don't plan to be around very long, and he was certainly one of those guys.